thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
I don't want mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Brave viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aspera 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. African, Telsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Haratenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbator Sealing Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongo. In Dakhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mengcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations allocates $4 billion for a 3-year development plan in Afghanistan. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Costa Rican environmental organization Kids Saving the Rainforest. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 30th, is the Independence Day of Barbados, observing its sovereignty gained in 1966. A Caribbean island northeast of Venezuela, Barbados is known for its gorgeous white sandy beaches. Other natural highlights include the mahogany forest and wonderful animal co-inhabitants in the Barbados Wildlife Reserve, the beautiful indigenous flowers in the Andromeda Botanic Gardens, and the 200 species of tropical plants in the Welshman Hall Gully. We wish the friendly people of Barbados a festive Independence Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from El Salvador. On November 8, Hurricane Ida triggered a low-pressure system that brought flooding and landslides to south and central El Salvador. At least 196 people lost their lives, with more than 15,000 who were rendered homeless as 1,000 homes were affected, including 223 that were completely destroyed.
Upon hearing of this disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai on November 9th donated $10,000 in aid, while conveying her love and sorrowful prayers. She requested that our association members go to comfort the most afflicted, such as the elderly without caregivers and the orphaned. The donated amount could acquire $76,000 in needed goods if purchased in the United States, based on El Salvador's cost of living.
As per Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent requests for updates, following is a report from our association's Costa Rican relief team via foreign group.
November 26, 2009, Most Beloved Master, regarding relief work in El Salvador. On November 14th, we arrived in El Salvador with Master's Relief Fund of $10,000 to help the victims of Hurricane Ida. After consulting with some governors, we learned of several villages in the remote or dangerous areas that hadn't received any aid. Many people lost everything they had and were suffering from hunger, cold, and sickness.
On November 16th, we purchased essential foods such as rice, beans, sugar, oil, flour, and salt. After packing, Governor Mrs. Doris Yanira Barahona of the La Paz Department asked local army personnel to help us transport food to the most affected villages. When we arrived at the first village, the relief recipients' faces really beamed with bright surprise and gratitude. They also said many beautiful things to express their appreciation to Master.
From November 17th to 21st, together with the representatives of the local government office and volunteers, we visited the 12 most affected villages. We also gave them SOS flyers, and everyone was very interested in the information, especially as many of them didn't know what they could do to help prevent climate change. They said they would try to eat less meat, be vegan, and cultivate more organic food.
Our most beloved Master, it is not easy to find words to thank you for all the opportunities you have given us to grow in love and unconditional service. Gracias, thank you, Master. We're always together inside. Te amamos con todo nuestro corazón. We love you with all our hearts. Relief Team from Costa Rica. Supreme Master Qinghai replied with the following message. Blessed angels, oh, I thank you most profoundly for your dedicated actions. Please let headquarters know all expenses involved. They will be reimbursed. As you often go help victims, I would like you to receive sufficient refunds. With all my love and gratitude, Qinghai.
We are are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our concerned viewers, and to our association's foreign group for providing this report.
Our appreciation, Governor Barahona, Salvadoran Army, government personnel, and volunteers for your helpful assistance. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for a thoughtful care of the storm-afflicted, and our association's relief team for their dutiful aid to those in need. May the people of El Salvador be blessed with a swift return to productive day-to-day lives, as such tragedies are alleviated through humanity's gentler consideration of all beings in our ecosphere.
Strike OLAC or Vietnam, Venezuela, and Indonesia. On Wednesday, November 18th, buildings shook as an earthquake measuring above 4.0 on the Richter scale hit near the northern mountains of Son La Province, OLAC. In western Venezuela, on Friday, a magnitude 5.6 quake was followed by 10 smaller aftershocks, causing panic among residents and minor structural damage. Indonesia's East Nusa Tenggara province was hit by a series of earthquakes on Saturday, the strongest of which measured 6.2 in magnitude. Thankfully, there were no reports of serious damage or injuries in any of the events. We are relieved to know of everyone's safety. Let us all hasten to adopt more benevolent ways so that brethren worldwide may be free of frightening occurrences as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
France and Russia signed collaborative agreements. At the 14th session of the France-Russia Intergovernment Seminar in Rambouillet Chateau, France, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and French Prime Minister François Fillon held talks on Friday, November 21st, with discussions of climate change, world economy, bilateral relations, and the nuclear issue in Iran.
Moreover, their meeting culminated in the signing of some 25 agreements for cooperation in fields such as environmental conservation, aviation technology, and education. The two leaders also agreed that the major French company EDF would join Russia's Gazprom for an energy generation project, along with a partnership between French and Russian automakers Renault and Avtovaz. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, for these promising advancements. May the people of Russia and France be blessed with wholesome prosperity as their countries foster ever more noble developments.
Israeli journalist and peace activist bestowed Human Rights Prize. The 2009 Blue Planet Prize has been awarded by the German Ethicon Foundation to Israeli writer and peace movement founder Yuri Avneri in recognition of his work supporting ethical principles and human rights in Palestine. The 86-year-old is a former deputy of the Israeli parliament who has courageously participated in rally activities and published a weekly column advocating peaceful Middle Eastern coexistence for 55 years. Our warm congratulations, Mr. Avneri, on your deserved distinction. May you be blessed with health and protection as your loving endeavors help pave the way to an age of harmony and understanding amongst all of Earth's inhabitants.
Scotland removes foie gras from government menu, following a campaign by Scottish charity Advocates for Animals and Parliament member Irene Oldfather. The leader of the Scottish National Party, Alex Salmond, has ordered that foie gras be removed from the menu of all government functions, including guest VIP dinners. The production and manufacture of foie gras has already been banned in Scotland due to its immensely inhumane process of force-feeding ducks and geese to unnaturally enlarge their livers. Parliament member Irene Oldfather said, "Visitors to Scotland should not be given food that is produced by methods so cruel that they would be illegal in our country." Our heartfelt applause, Parliament member Oldfather, Advocates for Animals and the people of Scotland, for extending your humanity one step further on behalf of our treasured animal cohabitants. May God bless Scotland with many more such caring decisions that help ensure our health and indeed our future.
Swine flu deaths jump by at least 1,000 in a week. with the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control recording an official total of 8,452 swine flu fatalities around the world. The World Health Organization announced that deaths increased by 1,000 in the past week alone. Both organizations acknowledge that these reported numbers represent but a fraction of the true total. Meanwhile, many countries report a continuing rise in fatalities, including 17 new deaths within 1 week in Spain.
A fifth Hajj pilgrim loss was reported in Saudi Arabia, while fatalities in Canada were up nearly 10% in just days for a total of 309, as officials in Alberta warn of a potential third wave of the pandemic. South Korea noted the first suspected case of a reinfection, and in Egypt, where two more deaths were just recorded, a three-year-old child was found to have contracted bird flu due to contact with dead or sick poultry. With both swine and bird flu being strongly linked to animal farming practices, experts continue to be concerned about a more lethal mutation emerging from a combination of the two viruses. In Japan, the National Institute of Infectious Diseases reports that children between 5 and 9 comprise the largest group of people battling swine flu, with over 470,000 children visiting medical centers in the last week with flu-like symptoms.
We join the world in praying for the end of this pandemic and the halt of future tragic diseases that arise from raising animals for food. To end the ongoing threats and horrors of meat production to our families, let us quickly choose the safe and nurturing organic vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
A quarter century of peace honored by His Holiness the Pope. On Saturday, November 28th, Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner and Chilean President Michelle Bachelet had an audience with Pope Benedict XVI to commemorate a treaty signed between their countries in 1984. His Holiness the late Pope John Paul II had assisted in 5 years of Argentina-Chile negotiations to settle a territory matter, which culminated in the 1984 accord. Commenting on the country's mutual harmony 25 years later, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI said, "The agreement is a luminous example of the strength of the human spirit and the desire for peace over war. We join in respectful appreciation, Your Holiness and Your Excellencies, of this meaningful commemoration. May the warm-hearted Argentine and Chilean people continue to prosper in shared understanding and brotherly love.
Save Our Planet, prestigious vegan scientist sets out to transform the food industry, concluding that the planet cannot sustain humanity if consumption of animal products continues to increase. Stanford University professor and U.S. National Academy of Sciences member Dr. Patrick Brown decided to set aside his normal scientific work for 18 months and instead seek to eliminate animal farming across the globe. His plans include helping people change their diets by showing companies how to create and market tasty vegetarian foods.
For the next 6 months, he will be working with scientists on models demonstrating that the economic and environmental costs of animal foods are too high to sustain, followed by a year of working with famous chefs and food researchers developing savory vegetarian dishes and a program to overcome food security issues. Saying that he wants to approach our planetary crisis as a solvable problem, Dr. Brown offered a simple summary of the solution: eliminate animal farming on planet Earth.
Our accolades and admiration, Dr. Brown. May heaven bless your lofty ideals in speeding our world toward adoption of the life-saving plant-based fare.
As part of her tireless work to aid humanity in facing our precarious global situation, Supreme Master Ching Hai has advocated an urgent transition to the organic vegan diet, as via a video message for a June 2009 conference in Mexico.
Adopting a plant-based diet can halt as much as 80% of global warming, eradicate world hunger, stop war, promote peace, and it will free up the earth's water, as well as many other precious resources, offering a lifeline for the planet and for humanity. In short, it will very quickly halt many of the global problems facing us right now. Therefore, it is vital that we do our part to bring to the public's attention the urgent climate change issues and its solutions, the foremost being the vegan diet, to safeguard our precious planet.
Save Our Planet, Commonwealth meeting reaffirms call for strong climate agreement and financial assistance. At the Commonwealth Heads of Government, or CHOGM Summit, in the port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago on Saturday, November 28, government leaders representing the group's 53 nations reached a consensus in calling for an ambitious and binding agreement on climate change at the crucial December conference in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Progress is being made. You see, as each day passes, a large number of states coming forward with their own national commitments.
The successful three-day CHOGM meeting, led by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of Britain, brought together dignitaries and heads of state that included UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown, French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen, as well as the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
That there must be a deal in Copenhagen for the future of the humanity.
At the summit's conclusion, a joint statement was issued recommending a legally binding treaty to be adopted within the next year, along with a decision to create a $10 billion annual fund to assist developing countries in addressing climate change, especially vulnerable island and low-lying coastal nations.
And on this, the eve of the UN Copenhagen Summit on Climate Change, the Commonwealth has an opportunity to lead once more. The threat to our environment is not a new concern, but it is now a global challenge which will continue to affect the security and stability of millions for years to come. Many of those affected are among the most vulnerable, and many of the people least well able to withstand the adverse effects of climate change live in the Commonwealth.
Our gratitude, Your Majesty, and other dedicated world leaders for your firm commitment to an accord in Copenhagen to save our planet. We pray that all nations come together for a caring and effective plan to ensure the survival of all inhabitants on Earth.
Save save our planet, the British government reintroduces 6 wild boars, which had been hunted to extinction in the 13th century, into the Caledonian woodland, stating that they are crucial to restoring ecological health and balance.
Save our planet with increasing damage to infrastructure and communities in the far north due to permafrost melt. Canada's National Roundtable on the Environment and the Economy calls for the country to more proactively become a world leader in climate change adaptation.
Save our planet. Iran's Desert Studies Center director Parviz Kardovani warns that Iran will face severe water shortages within 50 years, calling for prudent management now in an effort to maintain sufficient drinking water.
Hi all, I'm Hally.
Hello, I'm Pomash. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Pomash and I are both vegan.
For a tip on helping our Earth, we would like to tell you about ways to get your voice heard.
In 1 week is the very important United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark.
You still have time to let others know how important it is that we choose the vegan lifestyle to save the planet.
At the conference's main website, en.cope15.dk, there are links to campaigns where you can send a message to world leaders.
TCK.org also discusses campaigns and provides links where you can share your thoughts.
Every little bit can help. We all need to work together.
Thank you for your attention. And thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In world news, the United Nations announces a $4 billion US Afghanistan development plan. UN Development Assistance Framework is sponsored by 28 UN agencies in collaboration with the Afghanistan government. It outlines the way forward to help improve peace and stability in the country. Funding to support the project is to be distributed over a 3-year period starting in 2010. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations, and heaven bless your generous support of the people of Afghanistan. May your caring assistance bring many benefits and much joy to the kind citizens of the nation.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Brazil, Meatless Monday was launched in Sao Paulo, Brazil. In the scenic Ibirapuera Park, the Secretary of Green and Environment of Sao Paulo, Dr. Eduardo Jorge Martins Alves Sobrino, and the Brazilian Vegetarian Society inaugurated this eco-friendly campaign. As part of a week-long series of events promoting the well-being of animals, it was initiating to encourage individuals to follow the compassionate plant-based diet once a week.
E essa é a questão do aquecimento global, é o desafio mais abrangente que a humanidade já teve. Diminuir o consumo da carne, chegar até o vegetarianismo é a contribuição mais efetiva que cada um de nós pode dar no combate ao aquecimento global.
Other activities for this Animal Welfare Awareness Week included a dog walking parade. Our association members shared a variety of complimentary vegan foods and SOS flyers. Our heartfelt thankfulness to Secretary of Green and the Environment of Sao Paulo, Dr. Eduardo Jorge Martins Alves Sobrino, the Brazilian Vegetarian Society, and all those who participated in sharing the benefits of a plant-based diet. May the vegan lifestyle soon be everyone's choice to rescue our planet and virtuous selves. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting a Costa Rican non-profit organized by children to care for the rainforest and animals. We're going to take a moment and pray for peace in the world. Please stay tuned for more harmonious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspiring news for a radiant world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment with Kids Saving the Rainforest, which established an animal rehabilitation center for injured wildlife.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Kids Saving the Rainforest, or KSTR, founded in Manuel Antonio, Costa Rica in 1999, is dedicated to preserving the luscious rainforest and the incredible wildlife which they support. A related focus of the nonprofit is to share information so that children of the area and throughout the world can understand how they can help protect the life-giving trees.
KSTR has an animal rehabilitation center on 4 acres in the rainforest. Injured wildlife are taken care of and then returned to their natural lives. In addition, KSTR has built and maintains over 120 monkey bridges by which animals can safely make their way across roads. Also, as part of a reforestation program, over 5,000 trees have been planted.
Other programs of KSTR include a camp for children held every Saturday, connection with sister schools in many countries such as Pakistan, United Kingdom, Denmark and Orlac or Vietnam. A gift shop with artwork by children whose profits are used to support KSTR and the release of 3 children's books. Kudos Kids Saving the Rainforest on your devoted work. With fantastic efforts like yours and the earth-friendly vegan diet being adopted by all, surely our spectacular planet can be saved.
Please join us for a good laugh with a joke told in Twi and titled Cats.
Menti asie da se emma edonyina mo sa. Enyina mo ye mo bia o manka se kite won hu. Wenti ye ofre, o mo ma so da se ofre won a. O pe abonten so tena anadu fa nyina. Asa wo ofi a, o pe mo anka sa mo asomdwe. Na mwada hati. Ese, yesho mupaso dia. Eno chilese, bilibiara. Ema, empe, mwamlema hono. Ema, pe, mwanyira mwa.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I just want to thank the Supreme Master Television team for the remarkable work that they are doing. And thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her love. May God bless her forever. Simbiatu from Port Novo, Benin.
Shining Simbiatu, thank you for your lovely words. Supreme Master Ching Hai, with her infinite compassion, has been fully devoted to saving our planet. We pray that all world citizens will heed her recommendation to embrace the earth-saving vegan diet for a glorious future. May divine light shine on you and your spiritual co-citizens of Benin.
Supreme Master Qinghai has a special reply for you. Blessed Simbiatu, thank you for your pure-hearted wishes. May God bless you more. Qinghai. Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with love, peace, and virtue. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. United Nations Development Program Administrator Helen Clark announces that the agency will resume support to North Korea of $2.5 million annually.
The University of Chicago in Illinois, USA launches a 27-week pilot program to help 550 teenage boys eliminate violent behavior through a combination of education, counseling, and training in Olympic sports.
During bilateral talks with Yemen's Minister of Tourism, Nabil Al-Faqih, Tunisia's ambassador to Yemen, Tawfiq Jabir, pledges 10 scholarships for Yemenis to study in Tunisia.
The U.S. pledges $38.7 million in financial assistance to 27 Afghan provinces that have eliminated or greatly reduced opium poppy production.
Sponsored by the Australian government, the Australia-India Rotary Club Friendship Program introduces Home for Dinner, an initiative offering hospitality to Indian exchange students.
Qatar's Premier and Foreign Minister Sheikh Hamad bin Jassim bin Jabor Al Thani and Thai Prime Minister Abhijit Vijayjiva witnessed the signing of agreements to further cooperative endeavors between the two countries.
South Korea sends 7 tons of supplies to Cambodia to aid in the recovery of those affected by Typhoon Katsana.
Jordan sends 390 tons of humanitarian assistance, including clothing, medical supplies, blankets, heaters, and other commodities to help the less fortunate in the Gaza Strip and West Bank Palestine.
Bulgarian President Georgi Parvanov is welcomed by Greek President Karolos Papoulias on a 3-day visit to enhance bilateral economic ties.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.